Job, chapter 40. Moreover, Yahweh answered Job, and said, Will he who criticizes contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer it. Then Job answered Yahweh, and said, Look, I am of small account, what shall I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. Once I have spoken, and I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then Yahweh answered Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Gird up your loins now like a noble man. I will demand of you, and you declare to me. Will you even annul my judgment? Will you condemn me, that you may be justified? Or do you have an arm like God? And can you thunder with a voice like him? Deck yourself now with excellency and dignity. And array yourself with grandeur and majesty. Pour forth the overflowings of your anger. And look at everyone who is proud, and abase him. Look at everyone who is proud, and bring him low. And tread down the wicked where they stand. Hide them in the dust together. Bind their faces in the hidden place. Then I will also confess of you, that your own right hand can save you. Now look at Behemoth, which I made as well as you. He eats grass as an ox. See now, his strength is in his loins. And his force is in the muscles of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are as tubes of bronze. His limbs are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. Only he who made him brings his sword near. Surely the mountains bring him forth food. Where all the beasts of the field play. He lies under the lotus trees. In the covert of the reed, and the fen. The lotus trees cover him with their shade. The willows of the brook circle him about. Look, if a river overflows, he does not tremble. He is confident, though a Jordan swells even to his mouth. Will any take him before his eyes? Or pierce through his nose with a snare?